This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hi guys, and welcome to episode 20 of the JRE Review, episode 20. That's awesome. It's a bit of a cornerstone getting that far. These things add up real quick. And again, for new listeners, this is just an homage, paying respect to the great and powerful Joe Rogan, the wonderful podcast that he has, how it inspires people, how it helps people. And today's review is a perfect example of that, because guest Nick Yarez, on episode 1171, is a prime example, because he's a gentleman, and this is an incredibly emotional podcast, and you've got to listen to it. It really is, Joe. It is very best with a man that has had probably the most brutal life I've ever heard of. It's breaks my heart. It's so sad, and it was so emotional. He was wrongfully convicted of rape, and I think murder as well. He was in jail and on death row for 22 years until DNA evidence came out that showed he was innocent. And you get to hear all about how his case was rigged, how they got a false confession out of him, how he was abused and beaten and destroyed in prison, and how he has come out the other side to inspire and motivate and fill his life with love. And then Joe heard about what he had gone through and connected with him, wanted him on, and wanted to hear his message of motivation and positivity. And it just is fucking beautiful, you know? It really is. And it was so moving, and it's tough. It's a tough one to listen to, I have to say, because it's really painful. But it's so important to hear that, because we all get down, we all get lost, we all get frustrated. And sometimes, you know, you hear someone like Joe Rogan or other people doing very well, and you think, well, it's easy for you. You got money, and life is good, and da-da-da. But there are people way worse off that can pick themselves up. So you got to ask yourself, where are you with that? You know, how can you do it? Anyway, he starts off talking to Joe, talking about how he dealt with incredible pain in his life. As a child, a young child, he was raped and he had his head bashed in with a rock, left for dead. From that point on, he got into drugs and stealing cars and just bad things. Of course, I mean, he's got no direction. So he's telling Joe that he stole a car and he was on meth and a cop pulled him over. And he thought he ended up fighting the cop, so he was in a lot of trouble. And the gun went off, all the rest of it. And he, basically, what he decided is he was going to tell a story about how he knew about this murder. And he had information about this murder, and he was going to say this, and they were going to let him off these other charges. Problem is, he lied about that. But he was young, he was 22, and he was dumb, and he was scared. And what they did is the cops flipped it around on him, and they started saying that he did this murder and he raped this person, and they ended up taking him down, and he went to jail for it. And wrongfully convicted, he didn't know much of anything when it came to the law, being able to get out of it. And when you go to jail like that, I mean, first off, they put him in solitary confinement. They beat the shit out of him. It's just so brutal. It's so unbelievably brutal what he had to go through, the abuse and how he talked about how the guards were. I mean, this was in the 80s. I kind of want to believe it's not as rough as that now, but who knows? It probably is. Probably don't have a choice, you know? It's just like they've got really rough people to deal with, and they deal with it their way. And, you know, these people that are on death row, you assume that they're there because they did kill someone, and they, you know, in a way deserve this. But, I mean, it's just so awful to hear all about that. One thing he did do while he was being transferred one time is he escaped, and he was telling Joe about how he escaped from jail, and that made things a lot worse because, you know, obviously by escaping, he's committing his own crimes within the system. So even if they find him innocent, like, that's an issue as well. And of course, he gets back, they knock his teeth out, they abuse him more, they beat the shit out of him. Until there was this point in the 80s where he... So basically, he got hepatitis C, got sick, got hep C, and he asked the court to let him die. Well, by doing that, one of the judges basically did some DNA evidence on some sperm that they found in the rape victim, and it turned out it wasn't him. So he was able to get off. And since then, this incredible guy has gone on this mission to improve people's lives. He helps other people on death row. He's written a book, a few books, one of them coming out now called Monsters and Madmen, which sounds really fascinating. He's gone all over the world talking and speaking of, in a positive way to kind of keep people's energy up and stay motivated and stay focused. And even through all this pain, you can find love. And this is the reason why. And he really is the embodiment of it. I mean, I've never heard anyone live such a troubled life. And to come out the other side and still care about people, it's incredibly emotional. And you know it is for him because he breaks down multiple times. And it's really very, I mean, it just, Jesus, it must be so hard to like think about what he's gone through. And he asked Joe a really cool question. He asked Joe what gives him confidence, like what makes Joe confident. And Joe said the first thing that really did was martial arts. You know, he liked art for a while, but it was martial arts and he does that, and he just tries to be nice to people, and he really doesn't give a fuck about what people think about him too. Like, he feels it, but it doesn't hurt him. He doesn't let it change him, and that's a really powerful, fascinating piece of information to understand. It's like, you know, you got to get good at something to give you that confidence, to believe in yourself, and then you can use that energy and put it towards other projects and other things. I mean, that's the kind of themes that I get from these things, and other people that are my guests sometimes, or just other fans of Rogan that I talk to that love it and express it. They just pick up these things that really resonate and really work for themselves, and it's so important to hear it. When it comes to like criticism online, I mean, Joe obviously talks about you got to ignore it. Like, don't worry about that. Nick started like a GoFundMe page, and he took a lot of criticism for it because he was broke. His daughter died after he got out of jail, so it was like, broke her arm, that was it. And just, you know, some really tough things. And he got a lot of criticism for it. But Joe's saying, you know, listen, it's just the fucking assholes. Don't worry about it. Don't listen to them. Don't let them get to you. You know, and he goes on about the things that he's done that he's enjoyed and found important. Like Joe Rogan did the UFC, did the first 15 fights for no money. He did it just because he liked the company, he liked doing it. He took criticism for it. He enjoyed it. And he believed in the company, and he knew it was struggling, and he wanted it to wanted to help him. And now fucking look at them. I mean, the UFC is just massive. He believed in it and went for it. And it didn't necessarily have to get massive to make what Joe did important, right? It didn't have to. It was still a great gesture, and it was an awesome thing that he did. And he did it because he believed in it. The fact that it went somewhere just means that, you know, sometimes what Joe believes in is worth fucking listening to, because this guy's got some knowledge. And it's awesome. I mean, when it comes to things like they were talking about what's important in life, like wealth, jets, fucking, you know, flashy cars, new pairs of shoes, It's not those things, right? But it's love. It's love for you, for your family, for things connected to love. It's gratitude. These things are way more important. And you know, it's one of those messages that they both wanted to get across. And for young people, I think that's a great message. You know, people don't think about that enough. It's so easy to get caught up with, like, looking on Instagram and just being caught in this cycle of, like, oh, you know, so-and-so's got a new car, or they've got this, or they party this way. Like, oh, good for you. But you never see the downside. You never see when they're sad. You never see when things get fucked up. And you think these things are important. You know? If you're going to post anything to the fucking Instagram shit, don't put your food on there, even if the picture looks good, or your ball a day. Just put something cool, like you're connecting with someone, or how grateful you are for stuff. I mean, that's the shit I like to look at. That really means something, and that's a much better message. You know, I don't know. Nick, towards the end, was talking about how he'd failed. He didn't want to do any more podcasts. He didn't want to write any more books. He feels like he's failed because he doesn't have the like social media following and the voice and the outlet that he was hoping for. And Joe just did what Joe does well, and he stepped in and he said, "Let me stop you. Okay, you haven't failed. You know, it's just like you're working on things. You're trying things. Not everything works right away. I mean, you just got out of jail," he said, 15 years ago, but you did 22 years in jail. I mean, it's understandable he'd be shell-shocked. He needs to keep working at it and keep finding this thing. And of course, like, you know, of course he's going to get down on himself. Look at the life he's had. I mean, it's hard for him to think that he's actually a lucky person, but in a way, he's doing some amazing stuff. And Joe was like, "You're going to fucking keep doing it, right? You're a good guy, and you're going to do these things, and you're going to keep working." And I really resonated with that guy, because I think he has so much respect for Joe. And to even to have this opportunity to have this voice, I really hope Nick Yaris being on Joe's podcast is like the catapult, you know? It's just like the rocket boosters of his life. Like, it's all come to this point, and then boom, he's just able to get out there now with a much bigger message, a much larger audience, and do some incredible things. Because his story needs to be told. People need to hear this. They need to know that there's hope and there's a way back. And hearing it from someone like him, I really praise Joe for, like, putting him on and allowing him this chance to talk and express where he's at. And, you know, unbelievable. I'm definitely going to check out his book. It's probably going to be really depressing, but important to hear about. And yeah, really cool. And you know, Joe points out something that Nick kept repeating over and over. Two really important factors. Doing things for others. Joe kept saying, "Nick, you keep bringing this up. Doing things for others. Like, this is what you want to do. Like, this is important." And the second one was wanting community. Larger community, you know, being surrounded. And I think that is an important message for all of us, right? If we all work harder to do things for others in as selfless way as you can, while at the same time increasing your own community, right? Because it's when we separate ourselves and isolate ourselves and get sad and move away from people, push people away, that's when stuff gets really hard. So it was just a beautiful message all around. Like I said, a difficult podcast to listen to emotionally, but a really important one. And if you haven't listened to it yet, get on it. It was really fucking good. So awesome. Thanks again for listening. I have another one soon. I love you guys. Peace.